Yud Kislev, Wednesday, the 17th of November, Rabbi Shimon Cohen, Hallel on Chanukah, on Yom Tov, on Nissim.
Continuing with the theme of Chanukah, we know that the Gemara Shabbos says that's following the Ness of Chanukah. The next year, the Chachomim will convey the days of Chanukah that they should be Yemei Hallel V'Haidot. Days of Hallel V'Haidot. Hallel is one of the integral mitzvahs of Chanukah. So it's worthwhile clarifying the very interesting union, the sugya of Hallel, which is dispersed among a number of different masechtos. A lot of what I've prepared, Masechet Shemaya, is based on a sheer printed in the by a shiur of Rav Shlomo Breder Zalzan Gesund in his sefer on Chanukah, and a lot of them are my recomus and what he brings down and his discussion. Gemara Erechin lists 18 days where Hallel is said on Yom Tovim, which goes up to 21 Min HaTorah. Which goes up to 21 in Chutz La'aretz. These 18 days do not include Rosh Chodesh and do not include the days of Pesach when half Hallel is said. Tosfos says in Erechin and in other places that where half Hallel is said, it's only a minhag, and therefore this isn't included in the 18. The Gemara gives the criteria of the days Shayachid Gomer Bahem Asa Hallel. What defines those days where Hallel is said? So the Gemara says, you need to have that a day, this day has a particular carbon of its own, Choluk b'carbon oisav, that is Ikri Moed, it's called the Moed, and Niskadesh Masiyas Melacha. So Shabbos is excluded because it's not called a Moed. The latter days of Pesach are not included because they are not different in their carbonos to the first day of Pesach. However, the latter days of Sukkot, each one has its own different carbon. The Pari HaChag change in number. Each one is Cholot B'Karbon Osav. So the Gemara asks, so why do we say Hallel on Chanukah? Chanukah is not one of the... It doesn't have a different carbon. It doesn't fulfill any of these criteria at all. So the Gemara says, Chanukah is different Mishan Nisa, because the Ness happened on Chanukah. So we say Hallel on Chanukah because of the Ness. On this, there are two kashas on this teretz of the Gemara that the Hallel on Chanukah is Mishumnes, which it obviously is, because Chanukah doesn't have any of these other criteria. It's not a Yom Tov Deraisa at all. Two kashas can be asked from Tosfos in different places. Tosfos in Sukkot Daf Lamed Ches speaks about the Mishnah there, about somebody who was ignorant of, he didn't know how to say Hallel, and there was an Eved or an Isha or a Koton saying Hallel for him. They were saying it, and he wanted to be able to Hallel from hearing them. The Mishnah says he can't do so. He can't be able to from them. They are not mechuyev to say Hallel. Somebody who's not mechuyev to say something or to do a mitzvah cannot be made to somebody else who is mechuyev. So this person, he has to say the words himself. He hears the words that they say. They know the words. He repeats them after that. And through his own repetition, he is Yotzer. Fake Tosfos, it's mashma over here that an Isha is Petura from Hallel, because Isha is one of those that we are saying that if she would be saying the words, you have to say them afterwards. You can't be Yotzer from her. So it shows that she's... It's mashma that she's potter from Hallel. Of Sukkos and that terrace which we're talking about in the Mishnah. So it says, why? Why isn't Isha potter? The time of Mishnah, the mitzvah, shazman garamahi. Hallel is a mitzvah, shazman shazman garamah. It has a fixed time. And therefore, Isha's potter. I, fake Tosfos, on Hallel, for Hallel, on Lady Pesachim, she is mechuyev, we find, in the Gemara of Pesachim. She's mechuyev in Arba Kosos. Whoever's mechuyev of Abra Kosos, Tosfos says, they were only mesakin Abra Kosos in order to say Hallel over them and Haggadah. That's a Tosfos. Shani Hallel de Pesach dal hanespo. Hallel of Pesach is different. You know why an Ishus Mechuyev in Hallel of Pesach? It comes because of a Nes. For Afkin Hoyi Bois Hanes, the Nes happened to women just like it happened to men. Of a Khan, Hallel over here, Loyal Nes Omo. It's not said about the Nes. Hallel is said because of the Yom Tov. And that's a mitzvah sasei shazman gerama. So we see in Tosfos that there's a clear rule which defines when an Ishla is mechuyev to say Hallel and when she's not. If it's Hallel of a Yom Tov, she's Petura. If it's Hallel of because of a Nes, she's mechuyev to say Hallel. The Gemara in Erechim says that the Hallel of Chanukah is Mishum Nes. So why don't we find that an Ishla is mechuyev in Hallel on Chanukah? Now, in case you'll say, actually she is. There's another Tosfos in a Tosfos in Tanis. The Gemara there also discusses, brings down the 18 days of Shehayochi Goyim Behenes HaHalel, that everybody says Halel. And Tosfos asks, why are the latter days of Pesach different? Why only the first day of Pesach? So Tosfos says that it's not similar. Not on the latter days of Pesach, because it's not similar to Chanukah and Sukkos, where Halal is said every day. To Chanukah, dinah huligma Halal. In Chanukah, on Chanukah, it's min hadin to complete Halal, to say the whole Halal every day. To kol haches yomim hoya hanes misgadal. Each and every one of the days of Chanukah, the nes became greater. The neighbors were a light for yet another day. V'hoya kol chad v'chad yomtev. Each day is a yomtev. V'chein besukkos, and similarly on sukkos, kol yoyma v'yoyma, each day have a yomtev l'atzmoy, is a separate yomtev v'fishe pore hachag mismatzin v'holchim. But since Tosfos Pesach is no different from day to day, the korbanos don't change, the yomtev doesn't change, it's the same yomtev. So therefore Halal is only said in full on the first day. And Tosfos says in other places again that Halal, when half Halal is said, it's only because of a minhag, which we can make a bracha on because Chazal instituted this minhag, but it's only a minhag. So we see in Tosfos that Tosfos is saying, you know why Pesach we don't say Halal, because it's not similar to Chanukah and Sukkot. Tosfos is saying clearly that the Halal of Chanukah is just like the Halal of Sukkot. It's said because of the Yom Tov. Each day is a separate Yom Tov. Why is each day a separate Yom Tov? Because the Nes became greater each day. And it's therefore clear from Tosfos that the Halal of Chanukah is included in the Chanukah, is included in the Halal Mishum Yom Tov and not Mishum Nisa. Because Tosfos is saying that this is one of the examples where Halal is said because of the Yom Tov, because it's a different Yom Tov, as opposed to Pesach, where it's not a different Yom Tov, where each successive day is not a different Yom Tov at all. I would like at this stage to mention another kasha, since we just brought Tosfos in Tanis. It's worth pointing out that over there, the Gemara brings a raya, Omar Rava, Zoysa Meres Halela de Breish Yarcha, Lav de Reisa. Halal on Rosh Chodesh is not Doraisa. Because Rava quotes the statement of the Tana, the statement of Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon Yitzadok, which is from the Tanoim, that there are 18 days and Rosh Chodesh is not one of them. So the Gemara is saying that we see from here that Halal on Rosh Chodesh is not Doraisa. The clear mashmaos is that Halal on the days when we do say Halal is Doraisa. When we say Kul Halal, that is. This seems to be an open contradiction to the Gemara Brachos, Daf Yud Dalet. But the Gemara asks, can one be mafsik in Halal to Mipnei HaKobod, Mipnei HaYira? Boy minei achi tanez bi Rebbi Chiya, Rebbi Chiya. B'Halal of a Megillah Marshi Yasik, can you interrupt? Can you be mafsik in Halal and also during the Megillah? to greet people or to respond to greetings, do we say Niyaminon Kriyashma Doiraisa Poisek Halajabonon Mibaya? Do we say the following svara? If we're the increased mother, I said there's a heter to be mastic, kavachayim and halal, which is drabonon. I don't know. Pesumi nisa odif, or perhaps halal is different because it contains pesumi nisa. So the Gemara continues to discuss that shaila that we see here, that halal is actually drabonon. Now there's another Gemara about the subject of halal. It's the Gemara. The Gemara talks about who instituted the actual words of halal. Where does the wording of halal come from? We know it comes from Sefer Tehillim, obviously, but who was the first one to have said this halal? We know that everything in Sefer Tehillim was collected, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, from 10 different sources, going back to Otam HaRishon. So who said those Tehillos of halal? Halal Zemi Omrei. So, V'halal Zemi Omrei. Nevi'im Shebeinehen Tiknu Lehen Yisrael Shi'oim Unoisoi Akol Perek Uperek V'akol Torah V'Torah Shalai Tavai Alehen. The Nevi'im among Klal Yisrael instituted that they should say it on every occasion and on every Torah that shouldn't come upon them, meaning Chas V'Shalom, if the Torah comes upon them, when they are redeemed from the Torah, they say it on their Geula. When we say Nevi'im Shebeinehen, the Rabban Sefer Mitzvah says that this refers to in the Dor of Moshe Rabbeinu already. So it's mashma that the actual words of Halo, the actual Nusach of Halo, is a takon. Is a takana that these should be the words that are said. Now, how do we understand Alkol Perek Kuperek v'Alkol Torah v'Torah Shaloi Tovay? What's Alkol Perek Kuperek and what's Alkol Torah v'Torah Shaloi Tovay? The Rashbam says that Alkol Perek Kuperek is the regalim, the occasions of the regalim. Alkol Torah v'Torah Shaloi Tovay, meaning if the Chasron v'Torah comes, and Rashi also says this, when they're redeemed from it, they say on the Geula, they say it on the Geula, Kegoin Chanukah. For example, Chanukah is an example of that. So that's what the Rashbam says. We're talking, this Nusach of Halil was instituted by the Nevi'im for the Regalim and for times of Geula. The Rambam, when he brings the mitzvah of Halil on Chanukah, he says clearly that Halil on Chanukah, along with on all the other days when halal is said, is a mitzvah drabonon. It's a mitzvah medivrei sofrim, which although sometimes when the Rambam says medivrei sofrim, it doesn't necessarily mean what we call drabonon. Sometimes the Rambam calls things which are learned, dinim which are learned from halacha mashim sinai. He uses that term as even referring to what's normally called a deraisa. However, the Mepharshim Tikkun in the Rambam over here, it definitely means Medivrei Sofrim Midrabbonon. He says, Kriyas Halal La'Oilam Medivrei Sofrim Lo'i Halal Shal Chanukah B'Vad Tushim Medivrei Sofrim Ela Kriyas Halal La'Oilam Medivrei Sofrim B'Chol Hayom Mishkoim Ben Nisahalal. And he lists the 18 days when Halal is said. The Ravid comes on the Rambam, comes and he says, no, there's a mitzvah that says Medivrei Kabbalah. He brings a pasuk which is more in Erechen quotes, Halel Hazeh Hashir Yielochem Kelel His Kaddish Chag, a pasuk that was said at the time of the Gula from Sancheiriv. You should sing a shira like Leil His Kaddish Chag. We'll get back to this mitzvah. The Magid Mishnah says on the Rambam that he wants to say that we see in the Gemara Pesachim that's really a takana from the Nevi'im. It's really a takona. It's not based on a posuk. The Gemara brings a posuk in Erechil. Hashir hazeh, hashir yelachem, kelel is kaddish chag. That's only a smach. It's only an asmachta. And he says, Vunir, he prefers the das of the Rambam. The Biskurov in Hilchos Chanukah speaks about the Rambam. And he says, that why does the Magid Mishnah prefer to say that the Hallel, that this pasuk is only in Asmachta? Surely the Gemara Erechim does bring the pasuk. Why say the pasuk is in Asmachta? He says that there are actually two different hagdoras, two dinim in the type of Hallel that there are. There are two types of Hallel. And he bases this on other sources as well. There's Hallel Midin Kriya. This actual chiddush comes from the Ran in Pesachim. There are times when your koyin is a halal. There's a mitzvah to lein halal, to read halal. There are other times where there's a mitzvah to sing halal. There's a mitzvah in a spontaneous way. He doesn't say that, but it's halal which is sung as a shira on the occasion of a nes happening. That pasuk in Yeshaya Hashir Yelochem Kedeles Kadosh Chag is referring to a particular time when there was a nes of a geula for all of Klal Yisrael. Then the Navi told Chizkiyahu, sing Hallel, Kelelis Kadesh Chag. Lelis Kadesh Chag, the night of Pesach, that's Hallel Mitam Shira, Midim Shira. There's a mitzvah to sing a Shira of Hallel. B'chol doi v'doi chayav adam nus, es atzma kilu yotzum Mitzrayim. One experiences geulas Mitzrayim on Seder night. Upon experiencing that geula, one sings Shira. The Hallel on the Amim Tovim is a mitzvah of Kriyas HaHallel. It's not a Hallel on experiencing a Nes. It's Hallel which is a mitzvah to say. The Gemara calls it Pesuminiso. When saying that Hallel, one is remembering, one is refreshing one's knowledge and memory of the Nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael in Pesach Tzoros by Yom Mohem Azman Hazeh, and it refreshes it and it brings the heritage of it to us, and we experience the feeling of the Yom Tov. But it's the Yisoidai, it's a mitzvah of Kriya. Therefore, the Brisker Rav says the various chilukim between the different types of halal. Halal mitam shira doesn't have a bracha on it. That's why we don't say a bracha on a halal on Seder night. That's how many Mishonim explain it. Halal on Seder night has a break in it. And this is indeed the reason why Noshim a mechuyev in halal mitam shira, and not in halal midin koyin is a halal. Whenever it's koyin is a halal, it's a mitzvah sasech as man grama, noshim a potter. And whenever it's halal midin shira, they're mechuyev because achin hoy bois anes. Now the Brisker Rav explains that the Gemara in Pesachim, which says that they were mesakin halal al kol perik u perik al kol torah v'tora. Shaloi Tavoi. But there's a different pshat. We said that the Rashbam and Rashi explained Akol Perik Perik is the Rogalim, Akol Torah V'Torah. Shaloi Tavoi is Kegon Chanukah. He says that according to the Bahag will put all the Yomim HaKavuim together. The Bahag says that on occasion of a geula from a tzara of ul klai tzara together, ul klai tzara together can say halal on that particular geula. And he brings the Brisker Rav brings that Rabbeinu Yeruchim already explains in the Bahag that al kaperek kaperek is all the 18 days together of halal. That's they were misakin, the Nevi'im were misakin that when there's a mitzvah to say halal on all those 18 days. You say it in that nusach, and I call Torah the Torah Shlei Tova. Whenever there's a tzara, Chas V'Shalom, and there's a geula from the tzara, you say halal in this tzara as well, in these words as well. And again, you see from the way the Brisker Rav explains it, from the way Rabbi Yeruchim explains it, that halal and Chanukah is mitam koyrin. It's midin kriya because it's put in that category. It's not like Rashi and Rashbam say that it's al kol perik kaperik because one thing al kol torah is Chanukah. It's indeed all put in the same group. But even according to Rashi and the Rashbam, they don't say that the halal of Chanukah is halal mitam shira. It's put in a different category in the Gemara, but there's no indication in the Gemara that halal is mitam nes. So in short, we see time and time again, and Rebbe brings further eyes for this, that Halal and Hanukkah is because of the Yom Tov. And Rav Rebbe explains it like this, that when there's the occasion of remembering a nes, like on Hanukkah, it's not just that because it's a nes we say hallel. There's a Yom Tov in which we're mefarsim that the whole Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us is the Ma'ala Mederech HaTeva. That it takes a Yom Tov. It's not enough to say there was an S, let's say Halal. Halal needs to involve a Pirsum. To make a Pirsum, to publicize, to help us to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us at all times, and he's constantly misnayed with us, the Ma'ala Mederech HaTeva, we need a Yom Tov for it. If the Yom Tov is Mechayev Halal, it's only when directly experiencing a nes, which is something which we can decide for a nes, which would actually happen to all of Klal Yisrael together, and then all of Klal Yisrael together could say hallel with a bracha, if they all gathered together, we would show them say, that's when the hallel is in time nes, and the only other time that we have for that is Leili Pesach, when we're indeed experiencing the nes of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim once again, but on hallel of other Yom Tovim, it's Medin Kairi Nes Hallel. In the Gemara Brachos, we see that there's an element of presuminess. Like the Gemara says that would be a reason not to interrupt in Halal. And we see that's the tzura of Halal. The Halal is to be mefas in the nest. To be mefas in the nest, one needs a Yom Tov. Now, in the Bahag, initially to the Bahag, There's a different place where the Bahag speaks about Halal. And that is in, the first place was in Hilchos Lulav. The Bahag, in his list of the Tarag Mitzvahs, lists Kriyas Halal among them. Which would, L'chaira, imply that Kriyas Halal is Deraisa. The Ramban is not sure about this. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah says that the Bahag is known to list mitzvahs which can be called midrabbonon, for example, Kriyas HaMegillah. But the Ramban says in Sefer Mitzvahs very strongly, the Rambam in the Shosh Aleph Sefer Mitzvahs argues very strongly with the Bahag and says, no, it's not possible that Halal is deraisa, Halal is rabbonon. The Ramban says, there's no reason to say that it's not deraisa. And he says, in many places, we have many mitzvahs where the actual mitzvah is deraisa, and the Chachamim come and tell us how to fulfill the mitzvah, what words to say. Tefillah is deraisa, and Chachamim come and tell us what to say in our tefillah. And Ramban says that there are rayas, he brings rayas that Halal is deraisa, and one of them is indeed the Gemara in Tanis that we quoted before. And he says that the Chachamim were masakin it, the Nevi'im, Ramban says when the word Moshe Rabbeinu were masakin what words to say. The actual mitzvah is deraisa either from Halacha Lamish from Sinai or because of the pasuk of Yonis Mechassem Moyadeichem of Rosh Shechav Sheichem to say Halal. Now this doesn't indicate the Rosh Chodesh itself. Whenever there's a mitzvah of Simcha, Ramban says whenever there's a mitzvah of Simcha, then Halal is included in that mitzvah. This particular part of Ramban is very difficult. Many kashas are asked. There's no time for that now. The Ramban holds it's really a deraisa to say Halal. One of his rayas is that there's a Gemara that could it have been? The Gemara Psochim says that could it ever have been the Klal Yisrael were shechting their Korban Pesach and roasting their Korban Pesach and they weren't saying Halal? We see that Halal is an integral part of the Korban Pesach. Now, this would lead us to an apparent stew in the Bahag. If the Bahag holds that Halal is deraisa, like Ramban is explaining in the Das HaBahag, how could it be that, the Ramban says that when we find in one brachas the Halal Drabonon, that's going on Halal on Hanukkah, which is definitely a Drabonon. Which would answer the stew between the Gemara Brachos and the Gemara Tahanis. The Gemara Tahanis is talking about Halal on Yom Tovim, and the Gemara Brachos is talking about Halal on Hanukkah, which is Rabbanon, and also Rosh Chodesh is Rabbanon. But the steer in the Bahag would be, if Hallel is Daraisa, but Hallel and Hanukkah is Drabonon, then how can it be that both are included in the word Al-Kopere Kuperik, in the institution Al-Kopere Kuperik? Because surely it's different. For Hallel Daraisa, they had to, all they had to do is institute the word. For Hallel Drabonon, they had to do more than institute the word. They had to institute the whole mitzvah. It's fair to say, very difficult in the world to say that the Chachamim, that these two things can be included in the same category, Akol Perek Uperek, and for Hallel Drabonon, they had to go and institute the whole mitzvah. Perhaps we could say that the Brisker Rav and Rabbeinu Yerucham, who explained this in the Das HaBahag, that Akol Perek Uperek means all the days when Hallel is said together, they hold that the Bahag holds that Hallel is Drabonon, like the Rabban himself has it said to say. If Hallel were to be Daraisa, like the Ramban wants to say himself, and like the Sefer Yerayim says in the Das HaBahag, then we'd have to say differently, L'chayra. If you look at the words of the Brisker Rav, we'd have to say that the Gemara in Psachim, which says that the Nevi'im were Mesakin Halal, called Perek Uperek, called Tzara V'Tzara Shle Tavoy, is not talking at all about the Yom HaGruim to say Halal, on the fixed days to say Halal. It's talking about occasions of Ge'ula. On occasions of Ge'ula, they were Mesakin to say Halal. They were Mesakin to say the Halal in that way, in those words. How the Rambam explains the Gemara in Brachos, which says that Halal is Rabbonon, and the Rambam, how the Rambam, who says that Halal is always Rabbonon, would explain the Gemara in Brachos, is always Rabbonon, would explain the Gemara in Tanis, which says it's a Raisa. The Lechem Mishnah says that it means got a smach min atayr, even though it's not a proper raya to say Halal, but we have this possible which Simon Erichin brings, Hashir has Yielachem Kleles Kaddish Chag. It's got an element of a Daraisa, but he says it's Lav Dafka. Now, there are other shittas who say that Halal is Daraisa. The most extreme shitta in that way is Rabbi Daniel HaBavli, who had a correspondence with Rabbi Avraham Ben HaRambam, who claimed very strongly that all 18 days when Halal is said are a Daraisa, including Hanukkah. He says whenever there's a ness, whenever there's a reason because of a ness, an exceptional ness, it's a mitzvah Daraisa to say Halal, which he learns from the Apostle Kshiru Hashem Ki Go'i Go'o. Rabbi Avraham Ben HaRambam was chaylik on him. The Smak says we learn it from the Apostle Hu Tiloscha in Pashas Veschanan. He is your praise. There's a mitzvah to say Halal on the days which Chazal, when Chazal instituted to say Halal. As we said, the Rambam and holds its Drabonon even on all the days of saying Halal, and the Rabbi holds it in Dibrik Habonon. Now, very briefly, there's a different category of Halal on Nisim, Halal on the Gula Mitzora. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Dalet, says, we should have said Halal on Purim. Umami Abdus Lecheris, Amin and Shiro, if we're the Yom Pesach, when it's Abdus Lecheris. You say Shiro, the Misa Lechaim, the Kol Shukain. And there's a reason why we don't say Halal on Purim. But the Chasam Sefer and the Netziv in his Perish on Sheiltis say, Taka Achiv Dereisa, when there's a nest of a Ge'ula of all Christ all together, the Achiv Nedores, Achiv Dereisa, to say Halal with the Bracha. And the Rishonim learn this from Apostle Chisavoy, Muhammad Ba'atzchem, that when there's a Ge'ula from there, to say Halal, which the Bahag also said, but it's Rishus. The Chidor was asked about the time where they experienced the Ge'ula, and they wanted to be Mesakin Halal for all generations for that town. The Chidor didn't like the idea. He said, we don't find the Rishonim telling us to do this. We don't find the Rambam, the Riff, and the Rosh saying this. He says if they want to make Halal for themselves, they can do so without a bracha. He didn't want to be Mesakin Halal. The Meir in Sof Sochem says if people experience Nes, they can say Halal every year if they want on that day of the Yeshua without a bracha. Shmizoyche to Mekayim, the midst of Halal properly, and to experience the refreshing of the Zmanei Geula, which finally shall experience. Oh my God.